W Mobile.
For HKX. Good morning, Ken.
Hey, good morning. How you doing this morning? Couldn't sleep?
When you get used to a schedule.
Yeah, I heard that.
Injury yet. Hopefully he didn't oversleep.
Do that.
Taking the day off. I don't remember.
Taking it off because he got off all next week, right? And he going camping with the Boy Scouts or something?
Sunday morning to do that.
And the grandson, he, you know, he spent the night last night. Susan's taking him back today. And he forgot his inhaler, so he was up this morning when I got up.
I hope everything's okay.
Doing all right right now.
Out last night going for the walk.
And that we went for the walk and everything, and then he played with Alice, the granddaughter, and that he was trying to get in a bunch of papa time, and Alice was getting jealous.
And she don't get to see you that often, I'm sure.
A couple or three times a year, at most probably.
Stays in there and gets his ham radio license, that way he can be on the radio.
I think he'll be able to do it. I just don't see him enough to, you know, do anything. And that was ham, when I went to, you said hamradio.org?
Hamstudy.org.
Yeah, roger that. I was going to say, because every time I went there, it took me to something different. And that hamstudy.org. All right, I'll have to look at it.
Like $4, but it was small compared to what all the information you got and the usefulness of it.
I just bought the ARRL book, and that went that route.
West books also, and then I've done most of mine with the Ham Study app. It just worked better for me because I could keep it with me and use it when I had time.
Yeah, he's a really smart kid. He, you know, like I said, he loves geography. He can show you where all the countries are, and that even the obscure countries. And that, like, this morning he was watching a thing, and it was on the Great Wall of China, and that he knew exactly what it was when they showed the picture.
I'm sure he'd really get into ham radio then, if he can get his HF ticket. That way he can get up there and actually talk to these countries.
Enjoy it.
So while he's young, that way he'll stay with it, maybe.
EFO. Speculating if you accidentally overslept.
Drew, KO4HKX.
Yeah, I'm running a little behind. I'm stopping by some liquid gold.
People said the Powerball jackpot this week was a tank of gas, 6 rolls of toilet paper, and a half a sheet of plywood.
Be right there.
See you this morning, Andrew. Putting together another model airplane. So I had to look at, I mean, the thing looks huge, but it says it's a 120-inch CY models, 188 Cessna AG wagon or something like that. And I looked it up. Man, that thing's huge. And the motor he's going to put in it is 4.5 horsepower.
For a plane.
In his garage, it looks like it's wider than the door.
Yeah, my plane is 1.1 meters.
The wing's got to be 3 foot wide from the front to the back, and then it across it. I don't know, it says it's 120 inch. Is that 120 inch wingspan? That's what, 10 feet?
That's that. Good Lord. I was flying a F-22 Raptor last weekend when I was there. That thing was pretty cool.
I'm still here. I'm listening.
Amazon today, order all these filters for my truck.
What?
try to go ahead and replace both the fuel filters and my air filter. Put it back in the shop.
And there did it start doing that, Andrew?
I doubled with you, Patrick.
Oh, sorry. I was just asking how long after the injectors it started doing that.
Maybe a week, two tops. I can't even remember how long I've had the injectors in now. When I first got them in, man, she was running like a champ. And now it definitely seems like once I get above 10 PSI, that's when it starts.
Telling you last night there, it could be a couple different things, and it's just a process of elimination to find out what's going on.
Simple ones, and hopefully the cheap ones, the filters and stuff will fix it, because I mean, I definitely haven't replaced the fuel filter, so hopefully that's it, and it's just not getting enough while it's spooling up the turbo.
Things like that happen, you get trash moving around in there. Caused that problem, but I've seen a lot of EGR valves cause the problem, and the turbo vanes where they're supposed to open up as you're spooling, they'll start to stick. That when you can take the turbo apart and clean it and put it back together and take care of that one.
Turbo, do you think I'd still spool up with plenty of pressure? Because it'll go to 20. I mean, it goes up to right at 20 easy. But it's just between that 10 and 11, you can definitely feel the hesitation. So where before it was, you know, once from cold all the way up till the time it got to the operating temperature, it would stutter no matter what. Now it's just whenever I get the turbo up above 10 PSI.
That turbo works, that it's very easy for it to stick in certain spots. If you've seen it, you understand why. And so, I mean, it could be that simple. And like I said, that's just a matter of taking the turbo off the truck, taking it apart, cleaning the turbine housing, and the variable geometry vanes, and putting it all back together. And putting it back on. It's a little bit of labor intensive, but really no parts unless something breaks trying to get it out. So that one's not too bad.
It went so high, I'd be considering something else, but I love my truck and I just don't want it to nickel and dime me to death.
And now a 6-liter can do that in a hurry. It put me in the tool business, let's put it that way.
That. Give me a hybrid like Ken's got, I'd be good.
Like about 27 or 28 now.
Poor Ken. I guess that's not too bad in inflation in today's world anyway.
Now, why you don't see them advertised? It's just, you know, they pushing all the hybrids and the battery cars and that, but I've never ever seen this one advertised. And it's been out like 20 years, although the style, you know, they used to look like a Prius, but now it looks just like an Accord.
Advertising is not necessarily a bad thing. They're not putting all that money into that, and that's one thing they can use to keep the cost down.
And you know, the lot was full of cars, but they only had one of these.
He buys cars and fixes them, and I've actually been, he's got a couple right now. I've been considering getting one of them from him, a little small hatchback, so that I can use it for work if I need to, if things get any much worse than they are.
I'm worse, K4 TFW.
Get down long, but I'm the same way. I wouldn't mind something to be a daily driver, but, man, I hate to make payments on something again.
The airplane money.
Anything but the tool truck, so it's nice.
I double with you. Sorry, Patrick.
Go ahead, Ken.
No, I was just saying if he had to make payments, it'd be taken away from his airplane money.
My radio money.
One of those it'd be taken away from. That won't work.
That connection in my coax last night with the grandson. We made one pot of contact, and then every time I try to transmit, it transmits for, and then it go to low power, like something was wrong with the antenna.
Pumping out. That's
kind of
weird.
It'll tune right up and that, and you'll start talking, and then it, you know, long enough for them to answer you, and then when you go to answer back, then it goes to low power, and then you lose them.
Definitely sounds like a loose connection.
Yes, then the soldering iron, and you go ahead and solder the connections, and that should make it go away then.
One's in make do. That's what I did to start with. Even the second one I bought was, I mean, just a weir, if I remember the name correctly. A little soldering station that gets a little hotter than the one I had. Plus you can adjust the temperature, but I would recommend something like that. But you can actually get into it fairly cheap with just a little soldering pins. Just plug them in, they get hot. I mean, that worked just fine for me for a long time.
Only like 25 watts, and it's not really hot enough to do anything.
The crimp options to get away from soldering, because sometimes my soldering skills suck, and they go old, so I've been thinking about trying crimping out.
These connectors that I have seems like it's fairly straightforward, you know, just pin the wire and then stick it up in there and then, you know, pin the, you know, connect the center, and then it's got some holes in it to where you can, you know, solder the ground if you want.
Exactly what I use. And it works good. I mean, most of the time I do okay. There's a couple times where it'll come loose. But, you know, especially with that center wire, I use a Dremel tool to Dremel it down to a nice smooth surface to go in the radio or whatever I'm hooking it to. So, I mean, they're definitely worthwhile. I mean, I usually got to recruit help just to hold the wire while I try to solder it. So that's where the wife comes in.
Using the one that I was using when I was turning wrenches. It's a little butane pin-operated soldering iron.
Today, it's whatever works. Like, my first soldering iron I had to borrow from my dad. He had one. He wasn't using it. So I'm like, yeah, I need something. And it worked. And then eventually I did upgrade it, so that way I got something. Did a lot of different tips on it, and I could adjust the temperature depending on what kind of solder I was using.
I wasn't going to do much detail soldering. I wouldn't use what I got, but for putting a coax cable together, it works pretty good.
The upgrade mine was when I wanted to remove those teeny tiny little resistors. The other soldering iron I had just had the big old giant tip on it. I needed something I could get a smaller tip or a little flat tip or something in there, so that's why I ended up upgrading.
Butane soldering iron I got, it's got all that. It's called a pin soldering iron, and it works pretty good for smaller stuff. I used it in the automotive when I was turning wrenches for wiring repairs and that kind of stuff, and plastic repair panels that break all the time.
And it was probably my first soldering job. A tree limb broke my wire antenna when I had it up, and I managed to solder it back together, so I guess it did all right.
KO4WWZ, Noble. He's out on the radio this morning.
And 4TFW.
The gang's back together.
KO4HKX, sorry.
Yes. Well, Patrick, I'm hoping to have some good luck today. I got my card updated. I already have new ones, so I have money on me. Now I just got to see if this training's only 2 hours. So hopefully I can get to a DMV and get my license. If I have that, I ain't going to be as worried anymore.
Get there. You may just have to let them know I got to go to the DMV.
That. I didn't mean to interrupt what you guys talking about this morning.
Turn for a second. But it is that time for me. I need to jump off here. I'm pulling in the parking lot. So I'm going to say 7-3. I hope everybody has a great day, and hopefully we'll holler at your radio this evening. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on y'all's final.
This is Andrew, KO4HGX. Have a great day.
Sir, you have a great day and an awesome weekend, and enjoy that camping trip with the Boy Scouts if I don't get to talk to you again. KM4TFW.
73's Andrew, KO4WWZ.
I thought I'd get to talk to you on the way home yesterday because I left early, but you must have been tied up with a customer.
One more time, the dog distracted me.
I talked to you more yesterday on the ride home because I left early because I had to go pick up an air tank at Lowe's. And that, so, but you didn't come on the radio until I was walking the dog.
I was just in between shops, and it was a real short trip, and you were talking to Tom, so I didn't. If it's a real short trip, I generally won't chime in. I'll just listen.
I've never done that.
Hey, I'm not jumping in the middle of a conversation and distracting everybody and being disrespectful.
Other people over there on the 285.
From time to time, there's usually a couple on there every afternoon. A couple guys get on there and do the same thing we're doing. You got to go into the office today for your training, isn't that right?
The DMV for?
I lost my wallet.
Under the radar today.
Under the radar? Why is that?
So pretend like I'm not there and maybe they won't make me do a bunch. What do you think?
Today's the day that I have to do the most when I try. I need a day to be under the radar.
I heard that.
Your way into work already?
Yeah, I usually like to get the work and do about an hour early just so I have time to sit and have myself.
It's to be early, but not quite that early. But each their own. I know everybody's got their routine and do things the way they want to do it.
My work office is located. It's on Woods Road, so you know how that is.
I might have to spend the night. That way I don't have to drive in there.
There you go. I wonder if my alternator's going bad.
Talking on the radio ain't going to help it none.
I just noticed I got your check engine light on since yesterday. Every time I'm cleaning up the radio, it's like it's taking power out of the car.
I'll probably stop transmitting on the radio so you can get to work and then find out what's going on.
I'll talk to y'all later. I hate leaving. I like talking to you guys, but I gotta get to work. Pleasure talking to you. I'll be clear on your final.
Hey, hope everything goes okay for you today. KO4HGX.
Good to talk to you this morning. I hope to get it figured out. KM4TFW. Car. You know, if it's got like a meter to tell you what the alternator's putting out or for what the water temperature is, I ain't found it.
Very thin menus deep in that console you got there.
The darn console's like the size of my tablet.
I don't see how they consider that legal to drive with that big a console stuck up there. And you've got to be so distracted while you're trying to do something with it.
And when it has, you know, like you said, 15 menus deep, It's like it's just a, you know, a real pain, and then you gotta touch everything. You talk about being distracted. I mean, that's dang the old timey radios. You know, you could tune it without ever even looking at it.
Just turn a knob and you heard the station come in, and you're just tuning the knob, and that was it. Some of these radios nowadays, man, it's just you can't change the channel while you're driving down the road. It's just too complicated and too distracting. But people do it, and that's the reason why I think we have a lot of wrecks we have, is because everybody's so distracted with that stuff.
People that they're not that skilled at driving to start with, and then they try to do stuff like that, and then they drive with the little sensors on the mirror that says, oh, it's okay to get over, and that, you know, and it just causes all kinds of issues.
Like anything else, technology can be a great thing, but it can also be a nightmare. It's a double-edged sword, that's for sure.
Looking forward to that long drive tomorrow.
I bet that knowing what's coming is the worst part of it, isn't it?
You drive going up through there. Sometimes it just seems long, and it does coming back for some reason.
I'm up all those mountains, slowing you down.
Well, once you get on the north side of Knoxville, it just seems like it takes forever to get to the exit.
Going up 75, yeah, I know exactly what you mean there.
I think it'll be, and it being a holiday weekend.
Prepared for it to be pretty heavy on a 4th of July weekend. A lot of people going on vacation but staying close, and then also up 75 there where you're going, there are two OVH parks that we used to go to, and this weekend's one of the heaviest weekends to be there. So there'll be a lot of traffic on the road pulling UTVs and four-wheelers and Jeeps and all kinds of four-wheel drive stuff going up through there.
The park that, it's like an ATV park.
Yes.
And I forget what the town is. It's like up there by a little past Rocky Top where that big cross is on the side of the road.
You got Royal Blue on the right-hand side, and you got Brimstone on up in Huntsville. There, you take the same exit and go under the freeway and head up that way, and there's another one there, and then also I think they added another one up above Royal Blue now, trying to connect Harlan and Royal Blue and Brimstone all together.
Up through there, there's always a ton of ATVs up through there. It always kills me, that big old cross on the side of the road right there in front of the strip club.
Oh yeah, I know exactly where you're talking about. That's always comical when you go up through there. You're riding up through there and you see this great old big white cross, and you get there and you see this building under there, and you just naturally assume it's going to be the church. Wrong.
Yeah, you know, me and Susan, when we came back from Kentucky and we're not in a hurry, we come back all different ways. And we were coming back another way, and I've seen about three or four more of those crosses just identical to it.
KO4HKX. I don't know. I've seen them at other places also, and them things can't be cheap to put up and maintain. I mean, because they are huge.
Have some kind of steel framing inside, and it looks like it's like tin, made out of tin roofing.
Gotta be at least 200 feet tall. It'd make a great antenna.
You got that right.
Definitely see it from miles away, that's for sure.
Yeah, I took some back roads from where the daughter lives, and that's where I came out at. I came out right there at that intersection.
Section, that road there runs all the way up to the state line in Kentucky, and right there at Oneida and all that, that's where it'll come out in that area. And Brimstone is right there on the side of the road, and because we used to go there and we'd come out and go up to Oneida to eat dinner and any shopping or anything we needed.
Yeah, man, we got a couple of tanker trucks here this morning.
So much for flying under the radar.
Anything to do with me, fortunately. We're doing a modification and that to make a different product on some unused equipment. And that's supposed to be a hot seller, they're pretty sure. And that'd be a lot of stuff to ship. So anxious to see that.
It's a good thing when you can see a business prospering right now, that's for sure.
If it takes off like they think it will, then there might be room for an expansion.
Would definitely be good if they can afford and find the material to do the expansion.
Yeah, finding the material. I know we had a couple of other projects, some cement work to do and that, and they got quotes, and then the quotes were about 30 days old, I guess, and so they re-quoted before I, you know, put in the purchase orders, and the price went up 10%.
Surprised me at all. I'm watching price increases every day. It is just amazing.
We're here and that, backing into the spot now. So I'm going to say 7-3. You and Miss Elise have an awesome day. And that, hopefully you'll get some stuff done that you want to get done. And I'll listen out for you on the radio later on today. KN4 TFW.
3's Ken. I'll keep an ear out for you this afternoon. And if I can get back to you, I will. I don't know what all she's got planned for me today, but we got to get this house put back together. So you be safe. Hopefully you can fly under the radar. KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear.